Blog Talk Radio.
With Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay. We are in the building and I am so excited to have you with us. The day is September the 13th, 4 days after my birthday, and I'm still alive. So that means life was given at the Freaknik at Bravo Bravo this past Wednesday. I want to once again live on the air thank everyone who took the opportunity to celebrate my life. I want to thank Oasis Dance Company for doing what they do best. I want to thank Jim Moore Entertainment for doing what they do best. And I want to thank all of you, even those who were there in spirit, for continuing to show that support is free. It was nothing but love. I also want to get directly to the sponsors that make sure we do what we do every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Without your support, we would not exist. We are sponsored by Stand Omni Media. They produce our show as well as all of our sister shows. Our sister shows include The Black Male Show, which can be heard every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Capital T coming to you soon. Andre's Asylum, which was to premiere last Monday, but due to some real life situations and circumstances, will be coming to you in October of 2015. We are also excited to tell you that we will be producing another show entitled Gentle Women's Quarters. Be on the lookout for all of that awesome Stand Omni Media Presents. You can like us on Facebook. And you can also look out for the upcoming website where you can purchase merchandise and hear all shows. Want to listen to us live here at the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay at 646-787-8623. We're also sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian dating site. Check them out at www.eve4eveonline.com and on Facebook/Eve4EveOnline. Badass Bingo. This ain't your granny's bingo game. Badass Bingo will be premiering in Texas soon. It's available in D.C. at any location. If you're interested, email badassbingodc@gmail.com. We are also sponsored by the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 organization for LGBTQI professionals and people of purpose. If you're interested in becoming a member, email them for an application at Lifestyle Power Players. We are sponsored by the Get Free Film Festival, looking for submissions. If you are interested in submitting your film, their motto is Take a Look at Liberation. Email them at getfreefilms@gmail.com. The Party Pack. The Party Pack throws premier parties and events all over the nation. Look out for all their awesome and check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/Party Pack. That's P-A-K. If you are interested in having your business shouted out on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, if you are interested in advertising to our over 1 million listeners on our 4 about to be 5 shows on the Stand Omni Media Presents family, that broadcast in 192 international countries. Please email us at standomnimedia@gmail.com if you're looking for all of our shows to advertise for you. Or if you specifically want to advertise with the One Mic Stand, please email us at onemicstandshow@gmail.com. Use advertisement in your subject. We are pleased to be the media sponsors for the Enchanted Forest, the 5th annual Austin Gilliard Awards. This event will be taking place on October 11th, 2015, and will be held in the Lang Theater of the historic Atlas Theater on 8th Street. They are still looking for sponsors to sponsor this event, so if you could be a blessing to this phenomenal dance company in their production of the only all-queer, all-black ballet coming to the District of Columbia to close out the Million Man March, then please look up Oasis Dance Company. That's oasisdanceco.org online. We are so pleased, and we want to thank all of our sponsors for everything that they do. We want to ask that you continue to support those who support you back, and remember that support is free. We're going to get to another song. All show long, we're going to play the awesome from Roman John author, his OK Lady set list. This can be found on SoundCloud. You can download it. You can buy his other music. Yes, he does sing Classic Man. He does also sing I-69. And he has an awesome song called Contrition. I mean, he just does so much wonderful as a member of Wonderland Records. Get into No Surprises. Next, we'll get into our subject. It's the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay.
Oh, that day.
Again, Roman John Author featuring the beautiful Janelle Monae, both from Wonderland, both doing their thing. That's no surprises. That's actually my favorite from his OK Lady compilation. To me, I just really feel like that song is the anthem to my future. You know, you reach a certain age where you don't like the funny business. So you're not a fan of surprises at all. I'm just saying. Today, we are going to be speaking to Ben Dornberg, and he is the founder of the Allow Debate campaign. He's going to speak more about specifically what this campaign is, what they're calling for, why this works, and why he does it. But I just want to take a moment to do what we like to call here is the small business shout out. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Here you go. Today's small business shout out goes to Style by the Mile. Style by the Mile is a Black-owned business that is owned by Simone Soso. Simone Soso designs stylish accessories that can be worn by any gender, anyway. Support her in the work that she does. She can be found on Facebook, Style by the Mile, or Simone Soso. Thank you so much for doing what you do for the community. And remember, support is free. If you'd like to nominate a business to receive free advertisement on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay as our small business shout out, be sure to tweet, Facebook, Instagram us, and use the hashtag small business shout out and or support is free. Again, that's Simone Soso of Style by the Mile, and she is our winner of the small business shout out. I'm going to play one more song, and we'll be right into our topic. This is Interlude by Roman John Author. Ha ha. You thought it was going to be long, didn't you? That's actually the end of the song. It's an interlude. Only 23 seconds. We've got to have time to talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. Are you enjoying our tunes today?
Absolutely. I was not ready for that song to be over.
Yes. It is so awesome. Like, Roman John Arthur, he does so much, and he's so versatile. And just the ability to be able to share this with everyone, because they haven't heard it. It hasn't been widely shared. Just a few people received it via email. It's really awesome. That's kind of some of the cool stuff we do here on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay.
Yeah, well, I really like, kind of the DIY vibe and the fact that you guys are focusing on local businesses and everything, and it seems really cool.
Certainly. We got a million listeners. So we try to be as grassroots as possible because, you know, my background comes from organizing. And so your background does, too. So I guess introduce yourself to the people who aren't familiar with what you do and why you do it.
Great. So our group is called Allow Debate. And we're a grassroots group, like you said, that's pushing for more democratic debates this year in the presidential primary. And, you know, the reason that we think that's important is that, first of all, debates are the best way that presidential candidates have of getting their message out to the voters. And that's really important if you're a less well-known candidate and you want to make sure that people are familiar with you. You know, you don't want an election to be just a vote for whoever is the most famous at the beginning of the election. That's how you end up with a President Trump. And we don't want that. But debates are also really important for getting deep into the issues. So, for instance, if you look at LGBTQI issues, you know, it's very easy in a short segment for all of the candidates to say, yes, I support gay marriage, and then boom, you know, in that debate, that's the only discussion you get. And when you have more than, you know, the six debates that are planned for this year, when you have 26 debates, like there were in 2008 between Obama and Clinton, that's when you really start getting into the details of, you know, who has a better plan, who has been working on these issues. And so that's why we feel that the DNC's decision this year to limit the candidates to only six debates compared to 26 in 2008 is a huge mistake, and it's bad for the candidates and bad for voters. And so that's why we're going to be rallying outside the DNC's headquarters at 430 South Capitol Street Southeast on this Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. So we hope that we will see lots of people there.
So let me ask you this. What did you do before you did this campaign?
That's a great question. So the last thing that I did, I was actually a research assistant at Harvard's Internet and Society Research Center. But I've been involved with activism for a while. I organized some protests against the NSA and their, spying on people without a warrant. I've been involved personally. You know, I'm a supporter of Bernie Sanders, and so I've been volunteering with that campaign. But just to clarify, Allow Debate as a group is not affiliated or funded by any of the campaigns. You know, we're kind of for a fair and democratic process, no matter who you support. So I've been involved with organizing and activism for a while, and this is an issue that just really spoke to me. You know, I think the fairness of the democratic process is incredibly important, and when you have the chair of the Democratic Party actively preventing the presidential candidates from sharing their views with the public, that's something that just got me and a lot of other people really upset.
So for people who may not be in the District of Columbia but feel like this is a mighty wicked awesome cause, how can they affiliate with hashtag Allow Debate?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what people can do is if they go to allowdebate.com/DNC, and that's all capitals DNC, what they can find is the contact information for their state's head of the Democratic Party. And what we need those people to do is to take a stand and say publicly, yes, we need the chair of the DNC, whose name is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to allow the candidates to debate. And so we've got phone numbers and email addresses for every state there. And so that's kind of, if you're going to do one thing other than show up and other than call your friends in D.C. and make sure they're there Wednesday afternoon, you should go to allowdebate.com/DNC.
So let me also ask you this. How many debates, if you could get exactly what you want, would you like to see happen?
Yeah, that's a tricky question. So I think, you know, 26 was an awful lot in 2008. And that's, you know, saying that, you know, it should be 10 or it should be 12, I think is hard to do. And that's why what our group is pushing for is for the DNC to just get out of the way and let the candidates decide for themselves. You know, I think 12 debates or 15 debates maybe would be a good amount, but I'm not an expert, and I'd rather let, you know, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley and the other candidates, you know, figure that out for themselves.
I think that's
what do you
awesome.
Think?
You know, I'm that kind of odd number kind of person, so between 7 and 9, honestly. But I really feel like maybe between 5. I'm looking more at 5 because like 9's a lot, you know.
Well, our thinking is that, you know, if you only have 5 or 6 debates, that means that it's going to all be very general and you're not really going to be able to get into much detail. And what I'd love to see personally is, you know, an environmental debate or a debate on issues that matter to young people and a debate on, you know, issues that matter to the LGBTQ community and, you know, kind of those more issue-focused debates where I think you can really get a lot more out of them than sort of those short 30-second answers.
I agree with that, but I also believe that there needs to be more of a targeted grassroots on-the-ground demand for that, and that's why I think, and this is, you know, we're a radio show, so before I say this, we take live callers at 646-787-8623. I think that we can't give mainstream media that power.
Interesting. What do you mean?
I think that in the age of social media, in the age of Twitterverse, in the age of the ability to engage directly with the people who you need your votes from, 5 mainstream media debates and then altering the debate structure where you're on the ground in Ferguson talking about race. You're on the ground. And you understand what I'm saying? You're in Kentucky talking about marriage equality and expanding survivor benefits because now we need to look at LGBT homeless youth and now we need to look at LGBT elders.
See, I love that idea. The problem is that the DNC already has 6 debates scheduled on mainstream media. And so even if the candidates decided they wanted to go to Kentucky and do, you know, a debate about marriage equality, you know, they would actually be kicked out of those mainstream debates if they tried something new and innovative like that. So, I mean, I totally agree with you. I would love to see big shakeups to the way the debates are arranged, where it's not just, you know, usually a bunch of old, you know, white men on the stage asking questions and, you know, kind of the same old questions every year. I would love to see new formats and more diverse, you know, approaches. But I think this limit that we're focused on getting rid of is kind of the biggest obstacle to those more creative debate formats.
I agree with you there as well. I want to ask you this. Do you think, could you speak a little bit, being a seasoned organizer, about the relationship between popular education in your politics in general and presidential campaign time?
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, it's tough. I mean, I think, you know, so much of public political education around presidential campaigns is just focus on the logistics of it. You know, this is the deadline for when you have to register. This is when you have to sign up for a specific party if you want to vote in the primary. And so I think, you know, a really important thing is to reform all of those laws and make sure that it's not an obstacle just to participate in the process. You know, to me, I think political education is something that needs to go on, you know, every year, all the time, you know, most of it outside of the electoral process. You know, people need to get involved locally in their communities. They need to get involved in local elections. They need to start forming their own groups, you know, outside of elections altogether. But I think, you know, at the same time, you know, I think we're in a really pivotal election season. You know, when you look at the choices that are before people, you know, a world with a President Trump is very different from a world with, you know, a President Sanders or, you know, and people need to be educated about that. So I don't know if that answered your question, but.
Oh, certainly, certainly. Can we talk about the likelihood of a President Trump. We're hoping perhaps for a President Sanders, those of us with any type of good sense. But what can we hope for a President Trump?
Sure. Well, just to clarify, this is me solely as an individual, you know, allowed debate. The group has no position about any of the candidates or about President Trump. But, you know, I think personally, you know, I think Bernie Sanders has talked really intelligently about the difference between him and Donald Trump, which is that, you know, Bernie Sanders is saying that it's not just about him. You know, it's going to really changing the country in a way that it's responsive to, you know, what the people need instead of just a few rich people. That's going to take a large movement. It's going to take millions of people. Whereas I think what you see from Donald Trump is an approach where he says, I'm the smartest man in the world. I can solve all the problems by myself. I don't need anybody else. You know, people should just sit down and shut up and do what I tell them. And I think, you know, that's the opposite of the model that I'd like to see our country move towards. You know, I think we need more participation, more, you know, bottom-up setting of the agenda and more just involvement. And yeah, I think President Trump, without even looking at any of his specific positions, you know, just his model of the way the country should be run, I think would be a disaster.
I'm with you there. A hot ass mess, if I'd have to say so myself. I really encourage people to do research about, you know, what the political process looks like, because at the end of the day, we're only going to be able to vote for either two or possibly three people, you know, or maybe four, depending on the parties. You know, we don't know how this is going to shake up. But Scott Walker is really somebody to be concerned about when we talk about the Republican ticket. Jeb Bush is still somebody who's affiliated in so many different realms that it's necessary to still be concerned about him as well. So I just wanted to say, pulling away from the DNC a little bit and ask you, Ben, who are your top three GOPs to be concerned about?
Oh, man. Concerned about. Well, you know, I think you're seeing, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be nice to be positive, and I'm trying to think of a way I can do that. I mean, I think you are seeing a little bit of progress in the sense that, you know, two of the candidates that are generating a lot of attention are Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson. So I think you are seeing a willingness among a lot of Republican voters to at least look at candidates that aren't, you know, white men in the traditional mold. You know, that doesn't mean that President Carson or President Fiorina don't scare me to death. You know, Carly Fiorina the other day was saying, you know, explaining that climate change isn't a big deal. It's not a national security threat. It's not, you know, one of our top concerns. And that's just crazy. But, you know, I think slowly over time, you're going to see, you know, I think Donald Trump is relying on a lot of, you know, old, angry white people. And over time, you know, there's just less and less of those people every year. And so you might have been able to win the election with only angry old white people 10 years ago. But, you know, this election and next election, that model doesn't work. And so I think you see the smarter people in the Republican Party understanding that they need to change their message and change some of their policies to appeal to new groups of people. And, you know, I still don't think that's going to, you know, see me voting for a Republican anytime soon. But, you know, it is moving at least a little bit in the right direction. But I think it's hard to see that because of how much attention Donald Trump is getting.
That's true. Do you think it's a distraction or it's a sincere campaign?
I'm not sure that he knows the answer to that. I think, you know, I think it's mixed up in his head. I'm not sure if the people working for him really know. You know, I'm sure if he wins the election, he'll be thrilled to be president. And if he loses and just becomes the most famous person in the country, he'll be fine with that too. So, you know, I think, you know, I was listening to an interview the other day that was saying that, you know, to some extent, it's not even worth trying to get into his head to analyze what he's thinking because it's not clear that he knows what he's thinking. This particular person was saying that it seems like Donald Trump lives an unexamined life, you know, where he's just reacting to things from moment to moment. And I think that may be true. And so, you know, I think it's in some ways more rewarding to, you know, just to focus on the impact he's having and what he's showing us about ourselves, you know, kind of looking at Trump as a mirror back at the country, you know, instead of trying to get in his head. But yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you what's going on in there.
Let's move on to some people we know have a little bit more progress and maybe not as much sense. our good old Democratic friends. What do you think is shaping up over there overall? Who would you like to hear from most during the debates? We'll go with the top three.
Sure. I'm really interested in learning more about, you know, O'Malley's positions on things. As I said, currently I'm a Sanders supporter. But I think O'Malley is someone whose views and record is a little bit unclear to me. You know, he touts the progress that he made on crime rates in Baltimore, and I've seen some criticism that says it was kind of a, you know, broken windows policing style that wasn't, respecting civil liberties and wasn't benefiting, you know, the residents there. But I've seen other people arguing that, you know, a lot of these policies were backed, especially by a lot of minority communities that were just so under fire, in terms of violent crime and things like that. And, you know, I don't know enough about the history in Baltimore to know one way or the other. So I'd love to hear more from all the candidates about their criminal justice approaches. And, some of them are starting to talk about the prison issue. I know Bernie Sanders has put forward a plan to ban private prisons within 2 years, which, you know, I think is a no-brainer. The government shouldn't be making money off of people in jail. I think that's one of the reasons why I do care about debates, because I think there's an effort to make it look like the Democratic Party is one group of people that share the same views. And I don't think that could be further from the truth. You know, I think we actually do have five candidates for the Democratic nomination that are very different on almost all of the issues. Same is true on foreign policy. Same is true on the approach towards the war on drugs and many other issues. I'd imagine that the same is true on LGBTQ issues. And I haven't seen very detailed approaches from any of the candidates on those issues. I think that's somewhere that I'd definitely like to learn more.
Here's a question for you, and I'll give you some time to think about it and play a song. But what three issues, because I think I'm doing well with this whole three thing. What three issues are you not hearing enough about? We're going to get into one more song, and you have the opportunity to expound as much as you'd like on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we're here. 646-787-8623, and you can dial 1 so we know you've got something to say. And here we go, High and Dry by Roman John Arthur.
Jump in a week. I bet you think that's pretty clever, don't you, boy? Oh, flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drop. Kill yourself for recognition. Kill yourself to never ever stop. You broke another mirror. You're turning into something more surely not. Don't believe. They're the ones who hate you when you think you got the word.
I mean, if you haven't noticed, Marmon John Arthur is kicking royal ass. We're back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect. We are talking about the Allow Debate campaign and why it is influential on all things election 2016. I want to take the opportunity to remind you that in your home state, you want to make sure that you are registered to vote and you have whatever appropriate identification they are going to require you to have. I like to give these reminders early because it is a pain in the rump to try to do it last minute and get in line with the democratic process that can be not so democratic at times. Again, the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay is a Stand Omni Media production. We are not FCC regulated, so that means I can say what I want when I want. And you can too if you'd like to advertise with us. Send us an email, standomnimedia@gmail.com or One Mic Stand Show, OneMicStand Show at gmail.com. Make sure you put in your subject that you're asking about an ad because we get a whole lot of emails about a whole lot of other things. I'm so excited to hear from Ben. And we also have a caller. We're going to get to you in a second. But your top three issues, Ben, that you feel like haven't quite been uplifted or you'd like to see uplifted in the upcoming.
Yeah. So the first one a lot of people are definitely concerned about, and it's climate change. I think it's something that usually gets, you know, at best one question in every four interviews with a candidate. And, you know, for me, if there's an issue that's threatening the death of everybody on the planet, I think it probably needs to be a higher priority. And so, you know, we've seen candidates say, oh, well, I think, you know, 20% of our energy should come from clean sources by 2035. And to me, that's, you know, not anywhere near enough information. There, you know, climate change is going to have a massive impact on the world in terms of climate, in terms of refugees, you know, a whole host of impacts. And I think that's something that needs a lot more attention. Second one I'll just go through quickly. You know, I think Bernie Sanders has talked a little bit about how the political process needs to change in terms of people getting involved at a grassroots level. But, you know, I think all the candidates need to put forward their vision, their philosophy for what the role of the citizen is in, you know, in political life in the 21st century. What does it mean to be an involved, you know, person in our society? And I haven't really heard that. And then the third issue that I really think needs a ton of attention is the role of technology in society. And, you know, when you look at something like Uber and self-driving cars, you know, those are millions of jobs that are going to be lost. Those are people that aren't going to be able to find new jobs. When you look at drones, when you look at, you know, warrantless spying that the NSA is doing and the way that police forces use technology, I mean, technology really is fundamentally reshaping what it means to be a human and what it means to be an animal. And you know, I think it's not doesn't get nearly as much attention as it needs.
Those are kick-ass subjects. I'm just going to piggyback, and we're going to dive a little deeper. Because, like, this is a big deal. And maybe a loud debate just needs to come back every fucking week to do a segment until people get it. But, like, technology. And one, it taking your jobs. Two, it taking your life. Things that you discuss in front of your smart TV popping up as ads on your Facebook. These things are not coincidence. Your internet is provided by your Department of Defense. And so, I know that I've said this before, but where can volunteers in their flyering and things kind of talk about these issues? Like, I'm going to break them down piece by piece because I have them, climate change, the citizens' political engagement, and technology, but technology in society, but specifically right there. What little tidbits of popular education do you think the voter needs to know running into the polls and not knowing shit about technology in society?
Oh, that's so hard. I mean, to be honest with you, I think it's currently not an issue in the political process. I don't even know which candidate has which views, so I'm not sure how people in the voting booth can factor that in. I think, you know, at a baseline, I don't think it's possible to have a free society when everyone is being spied upon by their government. And so I think for me, you know, anyone who supports what the NSA is doing and warrantless mass surveillance, to me, that's a deal breaker. And I would advise everybody to vote against any candidate who does that, who supports that. You know, I think, you know, it needs to be, you know, we're just so far from there. You know, even myself, you know, I do political organizing on Facebook. I use Gmail. You know, I'm using all these services that I know full well I shouldn't be using because I'm basically creating a perfect record of it for the government and potentially for, you know, the governments of Iran and China and Russian hackers and Lord knows who else who can, you know, hack into these places and steal information. So, you know, I think we're just at the very beginning stages of political awareness about the role of technology in our lives. And I, you know, I don't even know if it's ready for the voting booth yet, as sad as that is to say.
Actually, it's a fact. And that's the point that I was trying to get to. We have a caller. If your number ends in 9333, I'm talking to you. I first want to thank you so much for listening. How are you, caller?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
I'm well. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Hey, Mike. We have on the line Ben. I'm not sure if you had a question or a comment, but we'd love to hear from you.
I have a little bit of both, if you don't mind. First off, I'd like to thank Ben because he's been doing an awesome job to bring awareness to the problem of the debate.
Thank you.
And second, just a couple of quick comments here. One of yours, I have to thank you very much for mentioning the problem with being able to vote. It's a large problem people don't realize for the number of people who don't qualify or vote, and they don't realize how hard it is sometimes to qualify to vote, to get the paperwork in that. And Bernie has actually spoken on this several times. He's trying to make it easier for people. It seems that rather than put barriers up for people, we should make it easier for them to vote so they don't have to jump through hoops. I just heard one of his speeches the other night in South Carolina where he was mentioning that as soon as you turn 18, you're qualified to go in the military. Why aren't you automatically qualified to vote?
I think that's a great point. And I'll also add that the fact that in a lot of states, people who have criminal records are banned from voting, I think is just outrageous. You know, I mean, without even getting into anything else about the criminal justice system, I think that, you know, once you've paid your, quote, debt to society, the fact that people are, you know, prevented from participating in the political process is just insane.
Exactly. One of the other points I wanted to bring up that we really do need these debates, I think, because a lot of people, including myself, I have to say I'm probably as guilty as anybody, don't pay enough attention sometimes. And I watch TV like everybody else does. The other day, example, Ellen was on, and she had Hillary Clinton on. And she literally stood there and said that Hillary was the only one that could speak for the rights of everyone. I just about fell over because just the night before, my wife, who keeps me informed of everything, I give her all the credit in the world, had just shown me a video that's up on YouTube, everybody can check it out, where Bernie had been actually working with Jesse Jackson way back in 88 yet, supporting him. Bernie had gotten up for in front of the legislature and tried to explain how we needed rights for gays. He had put down people who were fighting this. Back in the 70s yet, he was already fighting for human rights. So for a big person, a celebrity like Ellen, to get up and give all that media to a person and literally lie that saying that she's the only one, Hillary Clinton, when Bernie had been working on this for years before, decades before. We need the debate so that people can see the honesty out there and see the truth in all these candidates and see what they really do stand for.
Yeah, well, I mean, I couldn't agree with that more. And I think, debates are one of the only opportunities that the candidates have to speak to each other and, you know, to challenge each other in a respectful but a substantive way. You know, I'm not talking about a 30-second negative ad where they trash somebody's character, but to get up there and say, well, you know, you're saying that your position is this, but actually you've been doing something different. And I think we've seen, you know, over time candidates will see an issue that's polling well for somebody else and, you know, and they'll start echoing that person or they'll start, claiming that they've been a standard bearer on an issue when they really haven't been. Or talk about their experience and in a way that's not accurate. And debates are vital to kind of bring out those contrasts and get to the heart of the issue. So, I think Mike's completely right.
Exactly. That, I was just going to say, you hit the nail on the head. Thank goodness I have a very intelligent wife who keeps me informed of all these things. She was showing me clips that show that she was actually talking with Hillary Clinton, was talking with Ellen. It's on YouTube again. You can pull it up. In 2004 and 2008, saying that she did not support gay marriage. She voted for the war instead of against, where Bernie voted for, against it. Now she's saying the server problem, well, I made a mistake. Well, that's three mistakes in a row. If we don't see that, if people don't bring these out in the debate, we may never know that. I mean, she goes on saying, oh, I've always supported gay rights. That's not true. It's right on the Ellen show. When Ellen herself, being a lesbian, was interviewing her, she told Ellen, I don't support gay marriage. How can you all of a sudden change your ways and say, well, now I've got the right way? Well, heck, just look at Bernie's been supporting this for decades. So anyhow, that I agree completely. We need more debates. We need to get all the candidates out there, not just Bernie. I'd like to hear from all of them. I want to see all their points of view. I want to see how they all stand and be able to defend themselves. So I just wanted to thank you so much. Yeah, I wanted to thank this show for having Ben bring these points to bear.
Certainly, we here really make sure that we uplift authentic narratives and that we're having really critical conversations, because that's really the only way we're going to get free, right?
Exactly.
I think that the points that you make are important, and I think you have a really awesome wife. So tell her we said, hey now, hi.
She's listening to the computer in the background. She's waving to me.
Winning. I really, really want to thank all of our listeners for chiming in. It's 6:50, so we've only got 10 minutes left. I'm still going to chat with you, Ben, and we're going to play one more song. But what I wanted to ask of you is, you know, we've got some folks, including Kanye West, who are shaping up for 2020. And a lot of people are getting distracted by that. But what do you want to say to the folks that need to keep focused if we're going to move forward? Because one thing about the Allowed Debate campaign that I can tell, although not candidate specific, it is forward moving and progressive specific. And you can't lean too far to the left or too far to the right if you want to move forward, because you'll end up moving sideways. So I wanted to ask you specifically, what do you think we need to focus on right now? If you are an organizer or if you're not, what kind of ways would you suggest that people just, you know, fall in who may not know where or how?
Well, I think earlier in the interview you pointed to the importance of social media, and I totally agree with that. But one of the dangers is that you can get caught in what's called a filter bubble, where you only see the views of people that you already agree with, and it seems like, you know, everyone agrees with you, everyone's on your side, and then you get to the polls, and oops, it turns out that, you know, actually 80% of people were on the other side, you just didn't know it. And so I think the best thing people can do is, you know, join Facebook groups for multiple candidates, join Facebook groups for Republicans, and at least get to know some of the people. And you may not agree with them, but you can at least understand where they're coming from and understand where, you know, why they're making what to you seem like the mistakes that they're making. And I know a lot of people, you know, you might not have the emotional energy to do something like that. It might be exhausting, or people might be saying hateful things about you or your group. So if that's, you know, too much to handle, I respect that and I understand that. But I think, you know, people that only watch Fox News or people that only read the Huffington Post, you know, it's hard to have a full understanding of the direction of the country if you're not engaged with, you know, people with all different beliefs. And so, you know, I think if I could tell people to do one thing other than going to alloweddebate.com and looking up Allowed Debate on Facebook, it would be to, you know, get in touch with people that hold views different from yours.
Ooh, that's deep. And I like how you put the self-care tip in there about how that can be emotionally draining and getting folks prepared for exactly what that could look like. Because it could be a pain in the rump.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I've got it fairly easy, but I know there are people that are in groups that are just really, you know, treated really poorly by other people. And so I understand that, you know, you might not want to get yelled at or see, you know, slurs or other things. So, you know, that definitely is an important piece.
So we have this new age of organizers that thinks that, oh, shit, Barack Obama was an organizer, so I want to be one, too. How could you suggest, and this is, you know, you've given the social media tip, for the folks who want to get on the ground and get their hands dirty and get to talking to other folks, how do you suggest they lean in? What should they do first to not be burned out, not be overwhelmed, you know?
Yeah, well, I think flyering with other people who've done it before can be a good start. You know, if you go to an area that you know might be supportive and you kind of hand out things, if you're a little bit social, gives you a chance to have conversations with people, but not, you know, not somewhere where you're going to be quizzed for an hour on, you know, the obscure details of someone's position. I think going to a rally for a candidate is probably the easiest. You know, it's low commitment, doesn't take too much time, it's exciting. You know, don't worry, everyone there will be trying to get your email address down, so there's no worry you're going to fall out of touch. So, yeah, I guess I would say, you know, going to a rally for a candidate or on an issue that you care about. You know, I think if you're, you know, you go to a Black Lives Matter rally or you go to even a local issue, if someone's trying to build, you know, a fracking pipeline through your backyard, you know, luckily there are experienced organizers who can, you know, get you up to speed, and there's always a desperate need for more people and more help. So if you show up and you're motivated and you're willing to, you know, to put in some time, there's no shortage of people that could really use the help, you know, and just be realistic with your expectations for yourself. You know, you're not going to be able to organize some huge event by yourself right away. It's fine to be one of 20 people that's supporting someone else's effort and, you know, just kind of build from there.
And you mentioned rallies, so how about you close out giving folks the information for what's happening on Wednesday in case they missed it? How can they help you to hashtag Allowed Debate? If
all right, so they should look up Allowed Debate on Facebook and go to the event page. The rally is at from 4:30 to 6:15 p.m. on this Wednesday, September 16th, and it's at the Democratic National Committee headquarters, 430 South Capitol Street Southeast. That's make sure to get the Southeast right or you'll end up in totally the wrong place. And, you know, just show up. You know, we'll have signs there. We'll have flyers. You don't need to bring anything other than a friend. And, you know, we hope to see you there. And we hope you'll agree that more debates and learning more about the political process is incredibly important. And thank you so much for having me on. This has been a great conversation. And I hope I'll be able to come back sometime.
Certainly. We're going to keep up with the movement. We definitely believe in allowing individuals to speak as freely as they possibly would like to, and that's essential in election 2016 with all presidential candidates. You know, there's a lot of messiness that goes on in politics and political campaigning, but overall, if you want to fix any issue, you're going to need some policies and politicians to push those progressive policies. So one hand washes the other, and we around here are just trying to get wet. We will continue to tweet details all week. about how you can get affiliated with the Allow Debate movement. We truly appreciate your presence here, Ben. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good rest of the night, and I hope I'll see you there on Wednesday.
You most certainly will. So, guys, as I was mentioning, I'll be at the Allow Debate rally, so I'm hoping to see you there. Also, on September the 23rd, SIP, Speak, and Stand, which is sponsored by Stand Omni Media, Get Equal, and MemSoul Entertainment, will be taking place at Pure Lounge on U Street at 6 p.m. Join us there. It's a socially conscious social. We'll be having some conversation about all things socially conscious. And we are asking that you come with open hearts, open minds, and open topics so that we all can dig a little bit deeper into what it means to speak up, stand up, and, well, sip up that evening, because it's a social that we're being socially conscious at. So I'm pleased to be moderating that event. I am also going to remind you that I will be a part of the Enchanted Forest. You guys are used to seeing me host the red carpet for the Austin Gilliard Awards, but this year I'll be doing something a little bit different. So I'm asking you that if you can't be a sponsor, please pick up a ticket. The Austin Gilliard Awards is closing out the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March, also known as Justice or Else. So you can catch us Sunday at the Atlas Theater, specifically the Lang. There's going to be an awesome pre-show, and it's just going to be a wicked awesome time. Check it out. I want to thank all of our many sponsors that make sure we're able to do what we do the way that we do it. Check out the Black Male Show. It will be on this Wednesday at 5 p.m. We love all of our sister shows, and look out for upcoming events. If you would like to have me host any event of yours, please contact Stephen Wilson of Over the Top Productions. He is the manager and booking agent for Ayanna Simply Nae Ford. Thank you so much for continuing to show that support is free and checking out the One Mic Stand with Simply Nae. We will be back on the same channel at the same time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard. And in the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at One Mic Stand Show, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/One Mic Stand Show. I'm so happy to have had you guys here. And again, Allow Debate is a movement, not just a moment. So please support what we have going on. I'll see you at the rally if you're in the District of Columbia. And we'll just keep on keeping you updated with this awesomeness that's going forward. Last, how about a song? One more from your man, Mr. Roman John Arthur. How about Paranoid?
You should.